Our topic today is choosing a company retirement plan. Retirement plans are available in a number of varieties for businesses of all sizes, from sole proprietorships to big corporations, and they offer a number of advantages for employers. Aside from the obvious advantage of providing an easy and convenient way to save for retirement, many company retirement plans offer tax advantages, and they may also help employers attract and keep outstanding personnel. However, if your choice of plans does not match your needs, it can become a costly addition that provides few benefits. With so many plan choices and options available today, to choose the best plan for your company, many financial experts suggest that you begin the process by developing a checklist of your objectives. A checklist will help you narrow the list of choices and also help ensure that the plan you do choose will meet your needs. Five key questions to consider as you develop your checklist include, first, what type of benefit do you want to have available at retirement? For example, do you want the company to guarantee a set monthly income, or should the amount be based on the value of each individual employee account? Who will be allowed or required to make contributions to the plan? Do you want contributions that are provided by you, the employer only, your employee only, or do you want to share those contributions? If employer contributions will be part of the plan, how much do you anticipate will be available each year to contribute to the plan, and will that amount be fairly steady, or will it vary greatly from year to year? If employee contributions will be allowed or required, how many employees will be willing to participate in the plan? How much time and expense are you willing to devote to plan administration? Some plans require considerably more than others and can add to the cost of the overall plan. Once you have completed your checklist, you can start to review plans that fit your requirements. Begin by selecting the general type of retirement plan that best suits your company, and then narrow your search to a specific one. Although recent tax law changes have increased plan options and contribution limits, there are basically only two types of retirement plans: the defined benefit and the defined contribution. Defined benefit plans guarantee participants a fixed income at retirement. Typically, only employers contribute to defined benefit plans, and the investment risk, that's the risk of not earning enough on the contributed funds to match the liability of the promised benefits, is on the employer. This type of plan, referred to as a pension, is being offered by fewer companies today primarily because of the risk involved. Overall, defined benefit plans require the most administrative work. Defined contribution plans, on the other hand, make no such retirement income guarantees. Instead, the income participants receive at retirement is based on the amount contributed and how well the investments have performed. Depending on the plan and the format selected, contributions may be made by either the employer, the employee, or both. Regardless of who makes the contributions, the investment risk is on the employee. Examples of defined contribution plans include simplified employee pensions, called SEPs, simples, KEOs, and 401k plans. While most of these plans have some flexibility, in general, SEPs and KEOs only allow employer contributions, and simples and 401ks allow contributions by both. Of the plans listed, SEPs are the easiest to establish and maintain, while 401ks and KEOs require considerably more administrative work. Also, depending on the plan structure, employer contributions may range from a fixed annual percentage to only matching funds contributed by the employees to being only required to make contributions in your profitable years. There's no doubt that establishing a company retirement plan can have an impact on your business. However, with all the options available today, it's more important than ever to clearly identify your company's objectives and to seek the aid of a financial professional to help ensure that the impact on your business and your future is a positive one.